print, the print of the body on the ground. Feeling the weight of the body as it falls through the print of the body like a footprint. Allowing ears to relax. They don't need to reach out. Letting the backbone maybe have a little bit of oil, space, liquid. Sometimes after kind of a first arriving, the body might then naturally just readjust itself. Maybe with a bigger breath, maybe feeling where the hands would be comfortable. For some people, having a hand on the chest or the belly or the hips can be good. On the knees or ankles if you're sitting cross-legged, possibly. So letting the hands and from the hands, the arms and underarms be free for a few moments. Maybe they feel better off the body, on the body, facing up or down. The hands and the texture therewith. Hands are touching something and being touched at the same time. there is temperature in the hands. So an experiment of just opening the mind to realize that temperature is happening, is felt. And again, the hands are giving and receiving temperature. How relaxed can we be and still there's temperature felt? Brightly. Relaxing more if possible. Is there a way that more temperatures and textures come alive? And even when there's lots of tension, and the more we try to relax, the more tense we get. Is there still something of temperature or texture underneath all of that tension? Calmly feeling itself. Freely taking place. So our tension and our relaxation don't take away aliveness. Aliveness goes on. Wide mind continues. While our little attention jumps around or gets caught up, or is obedient, or whatever it does. Relaxing into the body print, if you like. And allowing whatever feels heavy or unnecessary just to have the chance to kind of waterfall down, maybe with an out-breath. Our ideas of what we are waterfall down. Ideas and emotions of what's next can waterfall down. And even when there is tension our fighting with that tension. Could just have a little bit of space to give up for a while. Okay, so there's tension and aliveness continues. We could even feel all that life in the tension, whether it's a physical kind of tangle or contraction, or more mental and emotional storying, storming, or whatever. The aliveness in that. Not that it's right or wrong, but there's aliveness in it. There's some life, some energy. Giving up the fight for a while. And the whole body print, if you like, receives you. Sometimes it can be also good to get a sense of feeling the body within a wider space, as if we could feel above our head, to the sides, behind, below, in front, a little bit more than what the body takes up. Or as if we could, without actually moving, but kind of feeling if you would reach a hand up above your head, about that far above you, next to you, and so on. Sometimes it can be good to play with getting a sense of a wider space. And maybe it's a real thing, like an electromagnetic field, or maybe it's just a helpful imagination skill or game. Within that wider, soft space, space of softness and allowing, the many experiences of the cells lighting up, the many sensations, the inner communications among the cells of this body. Communication mostly without words. Sensations, sounds. Inner images and words. Flying around, crawling around. Lighting up for a moment. like a beautiful jungle full of life, so many species, and thoughts, just one of those species. Nothing special. Emotions, just another kind of animal in this living space. Field of experience. Heaviness, as if some of our thoughts could kind of finally give up and rest, as if we might rest our head down in our own lap, or the lap of ground. Understanding that most of our thinking is just like a computer software program that's just running. No need to pay attention. When we get really caught up in a program, it can be sometimes helpful to just feel in the body how that is felt. The experience of that thought or belief system, plan, argument, worry, whatever, briefly, for now. And weight, gravity, getting tired of trying to hold it up and hold it together and be on the ball, letting that waterfall down. Or just be unimportant. An outer piece of clothing that doesn't really belong to us. Even if we can't get it off all the time. A livingness inside, or a living gravity towards inner depth. Just the body print and openness, if you like. Or a hand on the heart, or a breath in the heart, to help shift from the habitual chemistry, even tuning into a deep wish for this lifetime. Feeling the quality of that you love, and the texture of loving what you love as well. Or dissolving into that spaciousness, allowing the sensations and sounds to continue like fireflies, lighting up for a moment here and there in their own short lifespan. Weight and body print and openness can be enough sometimes. And if there's more distraction or a doing energy that doesn't yet know how to turn itself off, you could give yourself something more to do, maybe feeling the lower belly, the feet, or the back of your body, for example, or somewhere that feels good or okay. Preferably farther from the head. We've given enough energy to the head in our lifetimes to last a lifetime. Most of us. So where is somewhere farther from the head that feels good or okay and possible to feel? If you can feel your body without too much struggle. And then kind of gathering in that area and then deliberately shifting into receptivity, receiving the sensations. As a practice, dropping the job of making up the sensations. So going somewhere that's good enough, letting yourself arrive with gentleness. If possible, or playfulness. Lightness. Your life doesn't depend on this. You do not get a grade on it. No one is watching you, except that inner watcher, who is just another species in the jungle, allowed to be, but not important for now. Going somewhere in the body, if your body is feelable for you, and then receiving the live stream. Distinguishing the live stream of sensations from the mental version that may also come up. And leaving the mental version aside a little bit. If possible, being a little more open to the live stream of what we call sensations, which are mysterious and have a life of their own, and are also very ordinary. Not trying to get our attention. And so the challenge of this art is staying closer with something that's not trying to get your attention. That's not our habit, not your habit. That you filter as unimportant. Not going to get you something not going to get you anywhere. And hanging out and receiving the life of that for a while. Similarly with sounds, if your body is not the way to go for you. Receiving sounds, the life of the sounds. As nothing particularly important in themselves. But kind of following a scent trail towards a way of receiving these sounds, these sensations. That the way of receiving our own experience. And that way of receiving that has some fulfillment in it, that's not lacking. And then when we realize, here's lack. Feeling in the body briefly how lack feels. Lack means not enough, or problem, or should, or shouldn't, or wrong. Failure, behind, ahead, separate, all these names for lack, wanting. And even our way of receiving the sensations of lack could be fulfilling. Letting it be itself, it has its life. Energy, its texture and shape, shaped by our previous experiences in life. Not important for now. Just sensations, a shape of life for now. And a way of so gathering in the lower belly or wherever, and then shifting to kind of be like an empty hammock, an upside down parachute to receive the sensations that are happening by themselves. Not because they're something special. Not because we get anywhere or anything from them. Though they are a gift, they are given. We don't need to make them up. We don't make them. We receive them. And the way of receiving could also sometimes start to kind of rest into the ground a little more. And being with the sensations, but even more so with the awareness. Leaving the sensations to take care of themselves. To be precisely just as they are. Here and gone, felt, released. Not important, full of life. An expression of freedom. a gift. Doing less if possible, so that awareness can fill more your experience. May there be peace on earth. Before I mention some suggestions for walking meditation, does anyone want to ask or share something?
Mm-hmm. But I'm always I really appreciate you laying down. But I'm always it's a question.
So I assume you couldn't not hear? Shall I? You could hear. Oh, good. Also behind? Repeat. Okay. Feeling her mind nourished and collected, and really appreciating in the sitting posture, she can feel the fruits of that situation or state. And with lying down, the attention is, she was doing her hand like that. And she wasn't sure how much she heard of what I was saying. And sometimes there's confusion. She enjoys, appreciates the lying down, but not sure what to do about this, if anything. And also not sure if it's a question, but a sharing and naming of that. But I would like to respond anyway. So first of all, we're individuals, and we're not here to tell you what to do, but to hopefully help you listen to your own inner instructions. So it could be sometimes for you sitting is a good complementary practice with sometimes lying down, sometimes dancing, etc. So if possible, just to be a little bit more like it could fit together well, rather than there's that and there's that. So it's not like politics inside us. The lying down party and the sitting party and who's going to win the election or whatever. And with lying down, we could almost say that one of the benefits of lying down is that the attention can't be as fixed. And the contents of the mind tend to be more dreamy. And you may notice at first it might be more dreamy for a while, and it's dreamy about yourself, like the content is more self-referential. And after a while it might be less so. Still dreamy, but a little bit of a wider dreamy that's not really about you so much anymore. And then maybe we lose track of, like, it goes a bit wider. So I consider that not necessarily a bad thing, and can actually be like a fruitfulness from having done some sitting practice to then give up the up here, keeping track of how it's going, to fall into a deeper awareness that is way more fruitful in my experience. So playing with, okay, the mind is dreamy, but maybe something still gathers in the lower belly. And I like the metaphor of like being is almost like if a leaf fell from a tree and it's slowly coming down through a lake and it comes to the bottom and it becomes the bottom. And that dreamy thing is way up there somewhere. Or even just maybe it's like right here, but it's above the the bottom of the lake. And there's like a more of like a nudge rather than a, oh yeah, my belly, with an image of the belly or whatever, but just. So it's a different kind of effort. And with practice, with experience, starting to get a sense of when I'm nudging too much, like I'm kind of waking up in a conventional sense too much. And when I can let the normal talking self be more sleepy, not so much literally, but let's say dreamy or spacey, but then it leaves more chance for me to, I want to use the, I think it's a Star Trek word, grok, to grok, like get an overall sense of, like instead of reading about it and then trying to match my experience to what I read, but we kind of, oh, receive a sense of awareness. It's a word that could mean so many things. I want to say almost ground of awareness, even though it's not rock. And what happens in there, in giving a little more room for awareness and less importance to the travels of the conscious thinking mind and the conscious thinking self, it seems like a lot of the background configuration, so that's a long word, configurazioni. Configurazione. unwires, untangles. So we might sometimes feel some funny, weird little things, but we're not watching our storyline of being a failure or not enough fall apart. We're just feeling some weird little things. And wondering if I was am I asleep or awake? Meditation starts to it more does itself a little bit after a while. So when we hear about that, like effortless effort and that kind of thing, it's not just that. I've stopped putting on the gas and the brake at the same time. It's a really different. It's more like aliveness is freed to actually. On the last retreat, I was using the metaphor of an ecosystem that, if we left it alone, can recover. And we don't consider ourselves nature, but we are, and within. Among and amidst the biology nature, there's another part of it. It's a bigger part of it that also can recover like an ecosystem in ways that we can't imagine and we can't engineer. Okay, thank you. So for walking practice, feel free to stand up if you like. We could call walking practice meditative movement. And it's really complementary. It's important with all the stillness to have the movement. And standing is another important option, threshold, position where insight may come. And each of the options bring about a slightly different, or sometimes very different, quality in the mind. So you might have noticed when you're walking or when you're moving, dancing, running, swimming, that sometimes there are various different kinds of mind states that go along with that. And that we've noticed sitting is different from lying down, but it's not just that you might be more dreamy lying down. There are different qualities. It's like medicine, different medicines. So standing is a medicine or a food with certain qualities. And each individual may experience that quite differently. So sometimes standing for practice can be pretty fiery. So don't force. A little bit can be a lot. Noticing while standing, okay, arriving. And where would be your happy place? Where would be good to be if you would be in your body while standing? Giving your own instructions. It could be whole body, belly, feet, legs, belly, legs, feet. Breath. And how your hands and arms are for standing is a thing. It makes a difference. So some options. I'll see if I can do this. Some options are however you'd like to stand. Could be loose, could be holding your hands in some way. But from the Japanese art of Jin Shin Jutsu, which we'll post at the end, don't worry about the name. It's just observations of ways that humans and other animals put our hands and feet that can be helpful. So it could be just holding any finger of either hand, however you feel. There's not like a technique other than just hold a finger. That could be in front, could be behind, could be more than one finger. It could be each hand holds a finger with the thumb, or you hold the thumb with the fingers. So just stating the obvious here, but it can actually be more helpful than you might be surprised. And then just the elbows can be good. If you have trouble at night getting to sleep, this can be helpful. Like if you have the hand that's inside, just near the top of the rib cage on the side there, like that, can you see? So you have your arms crossed and one hand is closer to your body. And it could just be a little bit in touch with the bottom of the rib cage. That can be helpful. And then there's some little bit weirder ones you might not have thought of. Not so obvious, but can be really good. Especially if you notice when you're trying too hard, your shoulders might go up and it's not so comfortable after a while. And actually having that weight to help remind the chest that it could be off duty as well as the shoulders. Or another kind of a hug under the arms. There's a lot of energy flows that go through the underarms. It's a surprisingly a lot of traffic. And so helping it be clear is important, but especially when you're meditating a lot, when there's a lot of transformation going on, to help it clear. The outer wrist is another one, in front or behind. And then I just want to briefly share, probably not so much for walking, although it could be one hand on the opposite shoulder and the other hand on the front hip. And I happen to have just the right pocket for that. So both hands are on one side of the body. And if you have skin-to-skin contact, it's easier because it's not so slippery. It kind of stays by itself more. If you try it, like if you have your hand on the cloth and it's kind of, there's tension. And if you go skin-to-skin, it usually tends to stay. And these little things make a difference. Can you see? It's okay. And just by the way, this is a favorite posture around the world from people that I've met and shared. Just lying down, you could be like this or with the elbow up on your eyes and forehead. That. And so again, if you have trouble being asleep at night and you wish you were asleep, you could at least rest like that or like that. And it gives good rest. Okay. So that you can have your play with letting your hands go where they feel good in all the postures, and it's free. And you can't do too much. And a little bit is also can be enough. So for standing and walking, I would suggest, because it'll be practiced outside the hall, you could, in a kind of childhood mood, find your place. And notice what happens if the next time somebody else found that place. That it's not, you don't own it just because you like it or whatever. It can be hard because it's like, it can be overwhelming to be in a big group of people and you find a cozy little, sweet little place and finally, no one's watching or whatever, and then someone's there. So that's part of the whole thing, like feeling that in your body, feeling what else is going on, feeling okay anyway, feeling your feet. And maybe there's another sweet place. I would recommend giving the practice times on the schedule for walking to really this simplified meditative walking where you're just walking back and forth 20, 50 meters, whatever. And I'd also recommend that you go on a walk, kind of walk. You might just wander around the grounds or you might go a little bit through the orchards there. And just both are walking meditation. It can be. So again, where would you feel more at home? It could be in the feet, could be the legs and feet, belly, legs and feet, could be the whole back of the body, whole body, just, or just because usually it's important to have your eyes open depending on where you're walking, at least some of the time. And so sometimes just you're moving through, especially with this lovely spring weather and birdsong, and just, you know, kind of transparent nature in nature. And each step is into now. Are there any questions? For especially on retreat, more of a slowing down and giving a chance for something to really be absorbed. So in Jinshin, to really get a sense of what's happening, they would suggest if you have 20 minutes, great. And if you have more, also great. So here I would suggest towards when you're doing a stillness practice like standing, sitting, or lying, that you choose your posture at the beginning. And it could be like what I said at the beginning in case you're asleep. After a minute or two, three, that the body has arrived a little bit and would love to arrive again a little bit more. Sometimes there's a bigger breath, like, and if you come early to the meditation hall, then you can have that before everybody's really settled into silence. And you could just rearrange a little bit and be that much more settled in. But the basic idea would be to give stillness a chance. And then that these hand positions, like that are a little bit more extreme or whatever, wouldn't be the first choice for a 45-minute meditation until you try it on your own and see how it fits and all that. And if you love it and you can be... The posture is when you and your body can happily be in that posture and be still and in aliveness for a long time, like lose track of time in that. That would be a great meditation posture. So this is probably not a long-term meditation posture, but while walking, maybe you feel okay with it. While standing, you know, at lunch break, before you take your nap, you go stand in the trees and let your arms find their part of the position. And it's a timeless practice instead of a timed one. And then you get to know, it's like trying something on. How does that suit you? It doesn't work for my shoulders. Okay. Even this one that I love so much, most people, it's not comfortable for 45 minutes. If you love it, you could give more cushion. This one, the shoulder hip. You could give a little bit of cushion under the shoulder to help it release. And maybe under the elbow. Or just do it when you're resting after lunch or going to sleep or whatever. Okay. Anything else left? Okay. And I want to just mention again that, yes, walking meditation and really letting it be simple, but when you feel for a good dance or whatever during the walking time, do it. And don't, not like, I'm not going to do walking, I'm going to, but like, it's meditative movement. It's nothing special, but that fits you, so go for it. Okay? We're not in India where we'd have to be like, well, you have to find somewhere that you're not offending people or whatever, like,